All right, given you're a new parent,
oh, no.
I just wanted to show you a video that has me having a pretty strong reaction, but maybe you won't care. Just don't read the text of this.
All right.
Spoil it.
I must warn you, I am full of dad hormones.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested about here.
All right.
Is there a switch that happens? Because I hate this video.
One thing about me is I will take care of my babies. Good. There go.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, she got the booger out.
Sucked it out.
All right. No, I'm on her side.
Why? That's so unnecessary. Just, I mean, I guess the kid can't be instructed to blow, maybe. Like when you're like five. But like.
That kid's not five.
No, that's what I mean. When you're five, you can go
oh,
blow.
Oh,
and like,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But
no,
like,
I'm on her side, man. I think, yeah, kid's got a booger in his nose. Suck it out. You coward.
Okay, yeah.
What if it was me, dude? What if it was me, my nose was filled, and for whatever reason, my arms were pinned. Maybe I'm holding large shopping bags.
Yeah.
And I've got a booger, and I'm like, Bryce, I just can't go on like this. Come on, Bryce.
I couldn't love something that
Bryce,
much.
Bryce, I'm screaming in my car seat, Bryce. Bryce, suck the booger out of my nose, Bryce. Come on, Bryce.
This just can't happen.
Drink every time I say Bryce.
Yeah.
What's your take as a non-parent?
Man, kids got to learn to defend for themselves. Just let him figure it out. It's Montessori parenting or something. I don't know.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Nice.
This is God is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
Today on the podcast, we've talked about plenty of brand fails, you know, companies celebrating things like Anzac Day, people dying and using it to sell groceries.
Let's go!
We've talked about people making fun of people dying to sell the military.
Woo-hoo!
We've talked about people, what did we do recently? We've talked about when companies hand it over to the fans and the fans just absolutely ruin things, but I can tell you this is probably the worst example of a business getting it wrong that
the
I
worst.
Think I've ever seen. This is so bad. It's worse than anything you've heard on the podcast about a brand, a business, a company trying to be quirky.
Oh my God.
This has got like devastating impacts.
This, you've clickbaited this so freaking hard.
I'm going to follow through.
You freaking better, dude.
I will follow through.
Don't play me, Bryce.
This is for real.
All right, let's do it. God is dead. Not clickbait.
Rickshaw Bar.
Okay, so first of all, thanks to Tam on the Discord for this case.
Okay.
I want to just give you some important context before we start. And this is not meant to be funny. Like, this is actually for real, right?
Hit me.
So, the Vietnam War, right?
No spoilers.
Horrific war. Devastating aftermath, you know, almost 20 years it went for. You think about how long that is and 1.3 million people dead. There's still unexploded landmines throughout the country. There's traces of Agent Orange that the chemical, basically it was like a herbicide mixture. The US military, that it had this dangerous chemical in it. That chemical is linked to cancer, disabilities, diabetes, birth defects. Sometimes that's decades after exposure. Sometimes it affects children from people that were exposed. That's not like going away. The Red Cross reckons that like 3 million Vietnamese people have been affected by that chemical. That's like 150,000 at least kids born with serious birth defects. Millions of Americans and Vietnamese people affected by Agent Orange directly, indirectly. It was like a real, in a horrible way, a game-changing move, the use of Agent Orange. And you might remember for Australia, after the Vietnam War, we took in Vietnamese refugees, and a lot of them actually settled in Victoria, the majority of them. So then you go to the present day, and particularly in Richmond, Victoria, there is like a thriving Vietnamese community in 2022. Which is why this case is so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Richmond, Victoria, you can now, Cam.
Oh, my God.
Forget The worst we've seen.
I remember this.
We've talked about
it. This is all clicking, dude.
A prison-themed bar before where you can go and pretend to be in jail.
I remember the fuck out of this.
Now,
this is fucking awesome.
You can head to a Vietnam War-themed bar in Richmond, Victoria.
You know that Creedence Clearwater Revival song from Forrest Gump? It ain't me. It ain't me.
This is like not a joke. This is actually something that happened. And what's wild is they had a press release that came with, as all new businesses will do, they send them out to companies.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
This particular one, what's cool about this is I heard that allegedly they had this press release and someone was kind of like, yo, you should change this and not do it. They only amended it slightly. They didn't get rid of like the big points in here. Because this is how they've described the bar.
Oh my god.
Settle into a booth or a bunker down at the bar. Exposed concrete floors, charred wood paneling, army green booths suggest what a post-apocalyptic future may have looked like in the 70s. This is where the Agent Orange comes in. With burnt orange and brushed golden details mirroring the fire that flashes from the kitchen and bar. But also the Agent Orange, like, just destroying people. This is all from a press release. The suggestive glow of red neon lights leads to the dark depths of the 68-seater venue. Huh. While stickers and tattered posters adorn the walls and empty bullet shells are littered throughout.
Huh.
Then on our Instagram, they were putting up some pictures.
I mean, this is all sort of themed bar. None of this is too red flaggy. Apart from the one with the yellow star that I'm sure they've got.
Oh, dude. Like this. Think about this though, right? So I think I took a screenshot. Here's one of the pictures they uploaded. It's a beer with bullets in it.
Epic.
Which is just like, cool. You can get a beer with bullets in it. You also have...
who would want that?
So this is another thing that's like completely fucked. You know, the whole thing of like, you know, leave your ride at home or whatever. I guess I don't know why they're saying that, but they had a picture.
I don't know. Leave your ride at home. Is that a drink driving campaign?
Maybe. I'll show you what it is. Right? I assume they're saying come and get Liddy. Cause like they had the beer with the bullet shells resting in it. Then they had a photo from, something called Operation Frequent Wind, which was like basically, 7,000 people were like evacuated by a helicopter from Saigon. And Jesus. it was just like messed up. And there's a picture of a helicopter here. It says, leave your ride at home.
Oh, buddy.
And it's like a black and white picture. Wartime photo, like an actual photo from that operation.
Leave your ride at home. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
So, there you go, right? And, It says
semi-recent history.
the caption for this, it was posted by Time Out, which is just like, I don't know, they post about bars and shit. They're like, a Vietnam War themed bar has opened in Richmond amid controversy. At @rickshaw_bar, their account is no longer active. You can't find it.
Yeah.
Is helmed by owner David Anderson and creative director Stuart Neal, which is like fucking... why does a restaurant need a creative director? Call me ignorant. I think this is a clear case of maybe they didn't need one. And its Instagram account spruiked images of fallen helicopters, which isn't the one in this case. It's actually the helicopters like crashing. You've got fallen helicopters, branded dog tags, empty bullet shells, and food and drinks on fire. They're getting all these angry comments, of course, and their Instagram profile reads comfortably numb. I don't know what that's meant to mean, but
Pink Floyd lyrics.
Yeah, I guess did they soundtrack the time? I don't know, but So that's there, and then they had their response after people were just losing it, being like,
"So we."
Yeah, well, you know what? They weren't really that sorry.
Ooh, we love this.
They go, "We are saddened, not sorry, that our creative concept for our cool little bar." Don't play little fiddle, bitch. Don't be like, oh, I'm just a small little business. You know that? What that reminds me of? From a small business.
Oh, the TikTok sympathy, the pity sales, where they're just like, I haven't sold any phone cases in 1 week.
But this actually happened to me, right? Like, that logic. Side note. When I was, I remember staying at this Airbnb, which is a whole other case at the moment because they've all got cameras in them and shit now. But like, staying in an Airbnb, right? And they had just two towels, right? And
Bryce is a clean freak for everybody listening as well. Bryce won't even share tapas because he thinks it's got spit in it.
What's tapas again?
It's the sharing food.
Oh, yeah. No, I like just be watching out. It's when people put the spoon in their mouth and then put it in the thing.
I'm that person. That's gross. I'm that person. I'm like everything Bryce hates when it comes to dogs and food.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
And now babies.
There's like dog fur in the tapas. Yeah. You're like, oh, it's fine. It's
I would freaking eat it, bro. I had floor curry the other night. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway.
Dude, the curry fell on the floor. What am I going to do? Not eat it? I'm a new parent, man. That was what I cooked.
You're doing it for the kids.
I'm doing it for the kids. I gave Fliss the bit that didn't touch the floor, and I'm just like, this is the most dad shit that I've done since my baby was
gentleman
born.
Gentleman moment.
All right.
I remember, I was staying at this Airbnb, and it was, basically, so we're going into the shower, and the first night it was fine. Second night I noticed that, like, the shower, the water started to rise a bit when you're in the shower. And I'm like, oh, it must not be draining quick enough.
Yeah.
So by the third
night.
Bald
men don't have that problem.
Well, dude, I wondered if it was hair, but by the third night, the flooding was getting really bad. And, like, you could only have a really quick shower. And then it was starting to leak out into the lounge into the main area. It was just like a little cube that we were staying in. Starts leaking out into that area. So I'm having to use, like, we're having to use used towels to, like, mop it all up. And we're like, hey, guys, like, do you have any extra towels? Like, you know, I'm just wondering because there's none around and we don't want to buy any. We're only here for like a few days. And it's like kind of a bit, it's getting pretty bad. Like, you know, it's starting to really sop out into the thing. They're like, no, we don't. I'm like, okay. Then it got really bad and like was flooding fucking immediately. You turn it on, it immediately starts flooding. And anyway, we were like, hey guys, like, just so you know, like, this was horrible. Like, we were having to share a towel because the other one was being used to stop the water from spewing into the other area where all our clothes and shoes and stuff are. And, you know, we're just thinking maybe could we talk about, like, a partial refund of some kind? Because if you think about it, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but, like, we didn't pay for an apartment that floods. And, like, it's like if I sold you something and it didn't do what it's supposed to do, you're entitled to, I think, a partial refund. And they were like, oh, guys, we're just a small, like, business and, like, you know, things have been really hard. It's like, no, I understand that. But, like, you didn't give me the bit. Like, it's not like I feel like I'm not asking too much to be like, can the shower not spew water? And literally, you'd, like, be walking in puddles, like, outside the bathroom. I feel like that's not a crazy demand. So the whole thing of, like, these guys being, like...
I also just am, like, staunch on the no sympathy for property owners.
Well, yeah, they're like, guys, like, it's been really hard for us. I'm like, no, sorry. Like, you're doing pretty sweet. And so these guys being, like, our cool little bar... Don't say little. Don't say little. Because that makes us...
Use the words you used in the press release, you coward.
You're not the dirty...
In our 68-seater. Yeah. Lit by the kitchen fire, epic venue with bullet beer.
Where's that language? You're not the dirty soda shop. Mom and pop little bar.
We have a little bar if you want to come.
Oh, we're just like just trying to like have a little business.
Guys, it was my friend's idea.
My friend made me. So they go, yeah, our cool little bar, we're saddened that our creative concept for our cool little bar has caused upset in the community. It was never intended this way.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going out to freaking do this shit.
Upon reflection, we've decided to revisit the fit out for the venue and we'll make some changes to ensure Rickshaw Bar is a fun and friendly venue for people to come and enjoy our hospitality. And I don't know what's going on with them these days because they... have got no Instagram presence anymore. And that this controversy happened about a year ago.
Yeah, I remember it. So it was awesome. I mean, for me, it was more like the sport of reading comments. And like, I sometimes forget that there are very real people who are having, you know, thousands of dollars being sunk, but also because they made a stupid decision. Yeah, but I remember just being like, which is like the least empathetic reaction.
Dude, it's pretty crazy now that like, we can probably talk about this more in the judgment, that like, at one point, it was just sort of like media personalities that needed to worry about saying the wrong thing. They probably, honestly, I think these guys maybe just thought that, well, we're a bar. Like, we're not content creators. How could this go wrong? Oh, Rickshaw Bar on Google, it says permanently closed.
Mystery solved.
Final Judgment. If you never listened to the podcast before, the Final Judgment, we take the cases that we bring and we ask, is it proof that God's just left humanity? Are we all doomed? And I mean, this is a huge oversight from Rickshaw Bar. Permanent consequences. It looks like they do not exist anymore. Do you think that it's proof of God being dead?
I find this super duper complicated. So firstly, let's get the obvious things out of the way. Two dudes who made it, clearly just doing coke and watching Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
And then they're like, bro, we need to quit our cushy jobs in advertising and start that small bar.
Because you know what happens, dude? I feel like people, photos like Tumblr, like all these kind of like things, it's been since like the Tumblr days. These photos will like lose their context to the point where you get people looking at a picture from the 20s being like, damn, I wish I was there. And it's like, you would have been decapitated for like stealing bread. Like, you don't wish you were there, dude. But it's like, ooh, the suits and the pocket watches and
I'm a dapper gentleman.
Peaky Blinders, I wish that was me. It's like, it sucked back then, dude. Especially like for certain parts of the community. You don't wish you were there. And they're probably looking at all this like, you know, cigars and like America and like got the cool.
Who lost the Vietnam War?
It's like, you know.
Famously, despite what Bruce Willis said, Google that. Bruce Willis had this epic press release maybe 10 years ago where like the entire interview was structured around him being like, you know, there was, the journalist just pulled out this bit where he's like, oh, yeah, but you know, kind of how we won the Vietnam War. And the journalist is like, what? And he's like, yeah, how we won the Vietnam War. And so then the journalist ends up making the headline, Bruce Willis claims that America won the Vietnam War.
Brutal. But you know what? These guys are looking at like military pants and like camo and they're going, yo, this looks sick.
Bro, dog tags, dog.
With no context. And clearly...
No, I reckon they got heaps of context. I reckon these guys, yeah, probably served in Afghanistan. They've come back. And
they got a few medals.
Yeah, they're just going to honour.
They're doing it's a veterans bar, actually.
It's an RSL, dude.
No hats inside.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like, because like, okay, so let's sympathise with them just for a second, because that's the beauty of this podcast.
Inspector
mild
Langles.
Nuance.
Yeah.
All right, so let's sympathize with them. Let's really try understand their thought process. So they're starting a bar. It's Melbourne. Melbourne's a pretty quirky place. Now, we're just going to briefly overlook the fact that Melbourne is also a very socially progressive place where this just absolutely wouldn't fly.
Yeah, the one place you wouldn't do this.
Yeah, some mild critical thinking for about 3 minutes would tell you not to do this. So let's just ignore that part, block it off with baking soda and the occasional bit of cocaine, which we all paid way too much money for. And... what they're thinking is, man, let's start this bar. Dude, we need a theme. Okay, what's the sickest theme ever? Bruh, Vietnam War. Vietnam War's fucking cool, dude. And like, you know, you've got memories of, like Apocalypse Now. You've got memories of Forrest Gump. You've got memories of all these cool movies.
Potentially also they're going, and yo, Richmond, there's heaps of Vietnamese people.
Oh my God, what if they're saying that? That's fucked up, right? Yeah. Dude, and what if then the second justification is, and they won. They've got to love that. That's a victory.
Yo, it's a celebratory bar. Fuck.
Meanwhile, probably the
keep
most,
the party started.
Keep it going. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, no. I don't want to make that joke. But so I'm not going to. But, like, yeah, man. That's a fucking very, very, very horrible moment. And like you said, like because of Agent Orange and other things like that, like the memory is not just a memory. We're still seeing...
Well, that's it. There are 25-year-old Vietnamese people in Richmond who can look to their left and see like... within their like personal bubble and see the impacts of that war, right? And so, yeah, like bullet shells on the ground, like, you know, war... Like, exactly. Their justification must have been, oh, well, America lost. And it's like, but that doesn't mean the people who
won
were chilling. And exactly.
It doesn't
like,
mean that the My Lai Massacre didn't happen.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm so fascinated where the logic, because again, it's with these things, it's not just like, going, oh, I'm going to make a funny joke, pull up Instagram, make the joke and put my phone down and then someone goes, this is offensive. It's
tens and tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars
council,
sunk into this.
Get the council approval, the floor plans, get the RSA stuff, get the license, get the this, get the that, get the blah, 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 blah. All throughout the process going, and it's a Vietnam War theme bar. Yep, it's Rickshaw Bar, it's Vietnam. That's like months and months of planning and investment and critical thinking.
But at some point, the sunk cost fallacy kicks in and you've got to be turning off your critical critical thinking. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you're pursuing a really dumb idea or an idea that has a bit of a hole, and if you're, like, for whatever reason, more delusional than usual that day, you'll sort of keep pursuing it because you're like, I've already sunk so much effort into it. Come on, I just have to make this work.
Yeah.
There might be a bit of that. All right, so here's what I'm going to say. God's dead. You know that phrase, if we don't learn history, we're doomed to repeat ourselves. So have you ever looked into what happened when the Vietnam War soldiers came back to America?
Oh, I know there was, tell me if I'm wrong, but it was like they were sort of forgotten about. Like it was not, there wasn't
even
really
worse,
like a
worse.
Homecoming. It was like, and then of course it was the first like televised war.
There bang on the money. All the so stuff because it was televised and because these images would more or less go viral pre-internet, people saw a lot of the images of the massacres, which... As you know, for people who don't know, there were stories of American soldiers going into towns and literally massacring people, women, babies, children, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, when American soldiers who could have been conscripted, could have been doing their duty, when they did come home to America, they were abused by crowds and called things like baby killer. Mm. So they didn't have a good time there. I mean, I've never been to war, but it doesn't look like a holiday.
No. So it's crazy that these guys thought that this bar, like, it's of all the wars, this is the one people were like at that point, actually war sucks. Like,
actually
it's not
war
like,
sucks. Hey, let's cancel MASH because Korea was pretty gnarly too.
Oh man. Man, oh man, these guys. I don't know, it's just cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, that's it.
God's dead. Jesus, guys, figure it out.
Thank you for listening.
Woo!
Thank you for coming to the friggin' Gold Coast.
Oh, that was fun. Hey,
we're pre-recording this. No.
The thing now, trial successful. We've got these big dogs that want to help us put a couple more on. Go to the show notes and put your city in and sign up because it's not a scam thing. It'll literally be...
It's a survey.
You get told first when that does happen and we just need to get some more data about where people would be keen for us. So if you're thinking, don't DM us being like, come to like Thingo. Use the link. That is literally the only way we'll know where we should be going.
Because the people who have a vested interest in us doing a national tour... That's their link. So
they will do it if they see numbers. So yes. Send it
and
around to
right
people.
Right now, give yourself a pat on the back if you have, because they are seeing numbers.
They're seeing it.
There are plenty of numbers, but the more numbers we get, the more we can say crap.
Exactly. And we might be able to do two shows in like one city. You never know if there's demand there. So send it to friends as well who you think you might want to take to a live show, because it won't mean you don't need to have to listen to the podcast to come. So that is in the show notes. Discord is there. Send us some more cases. Thanks to Tam for sending this one.
That was awesome.
That was great. So there's a few in there that I've been thinking about already, but like things that I've thought about for years. So much research required into them. So we're seeing them. We're on the same wavelength, it seems, which is great. So do that. Cam's Truthless69.
Bryce is Bryce V. Mills.
God is Dead, Not Clickbait on Instagram, etc.
YouTube.
Follow the YouTube.
TikTok. Podcast. Reviews.
We got to upload more TikToks.
Yeah.
I think it's got nothing on it, actually. See? The TikTok. TikTok. Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.